Everything I do begins with drawing. In fact, the paintings I'm currently making begin with a drawing that is more or less a scaffold on which the painting is hung. Usually in these works, the drawing is still visible, but not in every single one. When I was 12, one of the first serious drawings I attempted to make was a drawing of a tree. The problem was there were thousands and thousands of leaves on the tree, and I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to draw each and every leaf. I didn't know how to make it look like there were thousands of leaves without drawing all of them. I think at this stage in my life, I figured out a way to actually draw all the leaves on the tree, metaphorically speaking. Another thing that attracts me to drawing is its portability. I draw at every scale, from small notebook drawings to drawings almost as large as my paintings. But if I had to choose something I liked the most, I think it would be the little notebook drawings, because I can work on them pretty much anywhere, even on a train, if it's not shaking too much, certainly in a cafe or at home when I have an idea that I want to put down on paper. The word drawing means a lot of things. In fact, where do we keep our clothes and our silverware? We keep them in drawers. We draw the drawer open. We pull the drawer towards us. Drawing is a kind of pulling activity, pulling an idea out of our head and onto paper.